In this video, I'm going to show you 6 things you can do when you have no direction in life. Don't waste any more time. Let's get this figured out now. All right, no direction. Wow, I know what that feels like. Sometimes some things happen and it just rattles our head, and we can actually lose our direction and be completely, completely lost in what to do next. Well, I'm glad you clicked on this video because I'm gonna show you what I do to get my head back in the game, get some clarity, and be able to make some choices and reestablish that direction. Now, you're not alone in this being lost and confused and not sure what to have, you know, what to do next. And because there's a couple of things that can happen. Number one, you could get broadsided by some dramatic thing to happen in your life. My son, he was riding his motorbike one day and he got in a really serious motorbike accident. That took about 3 days of my life to kind of settle back down my thinking because he got beat up pretty bad in the motorcycle accident. And when I went back into my office, I felt completely lost of like what exactly to do next. Another reason why you might have lost your direction is you could have had a mind expanding moment. Maybe you just went to a training class. Maybe you just finished reading a book. Or maybe you just finished having a discussion with a friend or a person and they literally opened up your mind to a whole bunch of possibilities. That actually can overwhelm us so much that we actually lose direction. It doesn't have to be something bad to have happen to us to lose direction. We could actually have too many things to choose from that we lose our direction. So whichever end of the spectrum here has happened to you, let me give you some steps here. And in fact, there's gonna be six different ideas here to literally help you get back on track and decide what to do next. So number one, and if you haven't heard this from me yet, it's something that's I really believe in. Number one is to journal. If you haven't heard me say this yet to you, you're probably gonna hear me say it a bunch, but journaling is a great, great step to help you figure out where you're at. Now, are you journaling like a history of what's going on in your life? No, you journal about what it feels like to not know where you're going. Get all that out of you. You know, what are the worries, the concerns, the fears, the anxieties, the uncertainty? What's going on in your head and inside your heart that may be messing with you? So express yourselves and get all that out inside of a journal entry. Another step to be able to help you move forward here is literally to ask others. And ask others where they're going. What are they doing? What are their thoughts? What are they doing over the next month, 2 months, 6 months? When it comes to the fun things about life or the work side of life, you know, ask people what their goals are. But to literally get your mind opened back up to what other people are doing. This is not so that you can do what other people are doing. It's to get you into the idea of thinking, other people have direction. You know, other people have made decisions of where they're going. And so it helps you realize, oh yeah, it is possible to figure out where you're going. So number one is journaling. Number two is ask others. Number three, meet someone new. Meet someone new. And what this looks like is if you've been talking to the same people over and over again in your life and nothing's helping you figure out where to go, it's time to meet somebody new. So where do you find that person? Well, if it has to do with a direction when it comes to business, go join a business network group. If it's not about business and it's about, you know, your own personal life, maybe open up and go to the next door neighbor and say hi. I know it sounds crazy, but I don't think you've met all your neighbors. And I know it sounds weird to go over to your neighbor's house to figure out how to figure out your particular direction in life, but you need some new conversations, some new thoughts, some new things that are happening. And so go talk to your neighbor and see what they're up to. I have a neighbor that just lives just down the sidewalk from me here. And every time I talk to him, he just opens my mind to all these new things that are possible. Because he's into building and construction and he's got big ideas. Whenever I get stuck, I just go down there and knock on his door. And he gives me his ideas of what he's doing. And it just builds my hope and faith in myself. So go meet somebody new. It's time for some new conversation. Now, number 4, 5, and 6, it may be, you know, you may be looking at this like, what's that gonna do? But over the years for me and figuring out how to keep me moving, these have all made a really big difference in my life. Number 4 is to go to new places. And if you've been driving down the same roads, going to the same restaurants, going to the same movie theaters, you just are doing the same things all the time. Change directions in how you drive home after work. Change the road patterns. Go to a different restaurant in a different part of town. Go to a different movie theater. Go to a different grocery store. Not only do we get caught in the ruts of how we think, but we also can get caught in the ruts of how we think about the future. So if we always have predictable patterns of where we're going with the grocery store, where we go to, if we got to the restaurant, what movie theaters we go to, and it's the same thing all the time, and we're trying to get up and out of that thinking to think some new thoughts about our direction, it kind of in a way keeps us trapped. And so seriously, one of my mentoring clients, I asked him, I said, do you go home the same way every day after work? Yeah, I go home the same way. I go, take a different road every day this next week on the way home and just go a completely different way. And then tell me at the end of the week what that has done to help you with your thinking. Within 5 days of changing his driving patterns, his thought patterns changed. And something he noticed was this. He said, Kirk, you know, on the way home, because I was driving somewhere different, I had to pay attention to the turns. I had to pay attention to the roads. And what it did is it literally woke up his mind to literally pay attention. And he didn't realize what a kind of a, not a zombie state, but almost like a sleepy brain state. Like your brain didn't even have to think about anything, always doing the same thing, always, you know, over and over and over again. But go to new places, the way you get there, the different kind of grocery stores. You go to a new grocery store, you have to really look around to find stuff because you don't know where anything is. But it helps you keep your mind open and have the ability to pick some new directions. Okay, number 5 is give yourself permission to test and try the new direction. I noticed when I watch people make a new choice in a direction, they get super nervous and they're worried that it's gonna fail and they're overly concerned. And then they kind of get confused and they don't do anything. They don't take any small steps. So I suggest to them, remind yourself you're testing the direction. Not all choices are the best choices. So we need to test it and give ourselves a time period to test things. You know, when you pick a new direction, tell yourself, you know, I'm gonna try this new direction out for a week or maybe 2 weeks, maybe a month. And then I have permission to reevaluate. That can help you make some decisions in the direction you want to go. But give yourself the permission and also the time frame to test it. So you're not sitting there trying to figure out what is the perfect answer to move me forward in life. Sometimes having no direction can be a signal or a sign that you're a little bit of a perfectionist, where you're holding back until you have the perfect idea with the perfect steps so you can do the perfect work. And you might be using this as an excuse while you're working on your perfection side of you and trying to have that perfect idea. But back off that so you can choose something and then test and try it. Now number 6, this one is super fun, to travel. Now I don't mean like traveling clear across the world or, you know, I'm not saying you have to go to a secluded island or a different country. But if I ever in a place where I have no direction, what I will do is I will take a trip and I will drive to the top of the mountains here. They're just right next to Salt Lake City. Drive to the top of the mountains. Or we'll go on a short little getaway vacation. But I need some fresh air. I need a different atmosphere. I need to be around different people. And just the differentness. Is that a word? It's not a word, but I'm going to say it again. The differentness. So not a word, but just that everything's different. And when I go to those places or I drive to the top of the mountains or we go to a restaurant and way over that's a couple hours away, I take a journal with me, you know, or I'll just type notes on my phone. When I'm in that different place, it helps me think differently. If you don't have direction, It's not because you lack ideas. I think you just need to have some new, fresh things happening in your life to spark the ideas that are inside of you. Yeah, I think what you got going on is you're a little bit of a perfectionist, or you have had a very big mind-expanding experience recently, or you've been broadsided by something tough in life. So perfectionism, or a mind-expanding experience, or you've been broadsided by something. So your ideas are still inside of you. They're still there. If you were to take action on one or two of these, you can begin to bring those ideas back to the surface so that you can take some action and test and try it. Just to test and try it. You're not as lost as you thought you were. You're really not. You're not as lost as you thought you were. You just have had something happen to you recently. And this can help you get you through it. The simplest out of all of these is number one. That will help you in finding and clarifying your direction. Hey, it's Kirk Duncan here, and thank you for tuning in, listening to this podcast. If you'd like to see the full video of this training, in the description below, you will see the link that will take you to the video to be able to see my slides, the pictures, the diagrams, everything that was going on during this training. So go check out that link, go watch it, and I'll catch you on the next podcast. Awesome.